Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num.
Check one, check two. What's up, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num Podcast. Having a good week? I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Sanjay Manigtala here. Welcome back to the podcast. This week, I want to talk about a question I received, a request I received this morning on my Instagram. And I do apologize. It's been a very busy week. Because I am planning a big move because my wife has got her green card. So we will be going to the US for some time. So I want to talk about something that somebody messaged me, which is, hey, should I get my MBA? And that is not actually what this person messaged me. What he messaged me was, sir, I got my MBA. Please give me a chance. And a chance at what? I don't know, because I am not a executive at a Fortune 500 company, nor am I founding like a big startup right now, nor have I found a big startup right now. So what kind of chance do you want me to give you, my friend? But we are going to talk about on the Birdie Num Num podcast, because we have a nice open dialogue, you and I, every week. Should you get an MBA? And before I get into that, folks, if anybody, a lot of you guys listen, I continuously get messages every day on Instagram at Sanjay Comedy, where people are always like, hey, I have some opinions, or hey, I have some questions or comments, and I'm more than happy to answer. I am always happy to answer, because I would much rather engage with people who are messaging me than reading random trolls' comments online or just kind of shooting in the dark. So if you do message me, at least for now, I do respond. And somebody was like, hey, can you give me a chance? And folks, I have mentors myself. I have people I look up to. I have people I wish would mentor me, but they're just too busy and too occupied in Bollywood or Hollywood or stand-up comedy or Conan O'Brien or whatever else. And like, man, if you're going to ask somebody for something and you're going to get a chance to have that person read that message. And by the way, folks, feel free to message people on social media, even if they have a million or 10 million followers. I guarantee you, you'll be surprised at who reads what. But if you say something like, hey, sir, good, or people message me like, hi, I don't know what to do with that. But if you message something like, hey, I loved episode 19 of your podcast where you talked about, or hey, I have an MBA and I'm really interested into doing entertainment media and digital marketing, and I looked at these five courses, people are more than likely to help, dude, because people love to help people who are already trying to help themselves. But I've always said in other videos, ask, but make sure you are doing your homework. Make sure you are putting in a lot of the work to get you to a point where you've pretty much gone as far as you could go. And now you need to ask that person, not, hey, I need a job in IT. And then that person is like, what kind of job? What are your skills? What do you want to do? And if they're just like, okay, shit, cool. No, man, send something that has some bit of value and some bit of credibility behind it. And speaking of credibility, speaking of value, most Indian men and women who are in their mid to late 20s, who have worked for a bit, who have watched all the Bollywood and Hollywood movies, and who have learned that, they need to study hard and work hard and get married by a certain age, getting an MBA will cross your mind at some point. And I myself was enrolled at the University of Southern California, USC, for an MBA program. I dropped out within 2 weeks, lost a lakh, $1,500 as a deposit. I still cry about it to this day, because my India opportunity came calling to be an expat here and to take part of the comedy boom. And how could I say no? But for me specifically, me personally, this may not be your situation, me personally, not doing an MBA was one of the best decisions I ever made, because a lot of my MBA friends, and I'm talking like most people who get an MBA are not going to Harvard, Stanford, Berkeley, Wharton, and Booth, or whatever the top five MBA programs are. I know I forgot probably a really big one, MIT, Sloan or Stern. Stern is New York, I think. I mean, if you're going to like a top 10, if you've been fortunate enough to get into a top 10 MBA program and the Bain, McKinsey's, Goldman Sachs, whatever, big easy money is coming calling. I mean, dude, if you get that, you may as well go for it. Like if I got into Harvard with an MBA, like if I was there's that joke, what do you call a Harvard graduate who finishes at the bottom 10% of his class or her class? There's that joke. What do you call a Harvard graduate who finishes at the bottom 10% of their class? A Harvard graduate. You know what I mean? So if you do get that opportunity, go for it, man. If I had gotten into like a great program like that, for sure, I probably would have still done my MBA. But I was in an okay program, very fortunate enough to get in. I was excited by it, whatever. But, you know, most people have the same conundrum, if you will. They're wondering, you know, I personally believe an MBA is for people who don't know what they want to do, but they know they want to do something. So rather than make a decision, stick a nail in the coffin or stick a line in the sand where they're like, all right, I'm going to devote my life to stand-up comedy or to media or to medicine or to law, they are like, I'm not sure yet, but I know an MBA is only going to help me. So let me kind of, you know, chill and party and make money and get experience for these next 2 years. But let's be honest. Let's be honest, shall we? It's 2020. Donald Trump is in India right now visiting. I love when Donald Trump or any politician or foreign leader comes and they try to cover up the slums. He's going to fly right over that in like 2 seconds when he takes off or he lands. So like, why are we doing this? And it just makes for like weird, you know, weird news. Because, oh, India is trying to clean up this stuff. I mean, every country has their problems. I get it. But it just seems like, why do you want to clean up the roads? Or why do you want to clean up or hide the poor people when he's literally going to fly right over them while he eats sushi? Like in his, does Donald Trump eat sushi? I don't know. Air Force One. But so many people use an MBA as a way to procrastinate on their dreams. You know, I agree, you know, it's kind of like people who don't want to get good yet or climb the mountain or play the sport. So they just focus on all the conditioning at the gym, which is fair. You know, like, you know, you want to work out, like you say, before I try to ask a girl out, I'm going to get a six pack, or before, you know, I try to make it on the basketball team or the cricket team or the soccer team or the football team, I need to like be at the gym all the time. Or before I learn podcasting, I need to learn hardcore video editing and go to a studio. And so for me, you know, there was a time, you know, Dale Carnegie era, you know, win friends and influence people and all that sort of stuff, where MBAs were very important, just like college is very important. But those things are changing. You know what I mean? Like my friends who had an MBA at the school that I was going to go to, USC, the ones who I still keep in touch with, like if I was still at Accenture, I would have still been making more money without the MBA than they had with the MBA. Okay. An MBA is not something like law school or med school where you absolutely need it to be a like an expert in your profession. In fact, most of the best business leaders don't have an MBA, because you know what you really got to do when you start climbing the corporate ladder? You got to sell. You got to make money. You got to be a good marketer. And guess what? We are in a time right now where technology is changing everything, okay? So if you're like, you know, a super MBA marketer who knows about all these like high-end concepts, I'm not saying it's not going to help, but I'm saying with the way things are moving so fast, with digital moving so fast, you're going to have to learn a bunch of new skills anyways, right? Like, it's so funny when I see people message me, dude, and I don't have an MBA, and they have an MBA, and they're like, I don't know what I want to do. And I'm like, well, I don't have the MBA. Technically, I'm under you. You know what I mean? But you're going to have to get your hands dirty no matter what. So if you are one of those people who are going to get into like a really good program, are one of those people who are going to make a lot of good contacts, have a great network. And again, if you're a top 10 US, UK, Canada, Australia, Europe MBA program, go ahead. The INSEADs and the, is it McGill? Is McGill like the Harvard of Canada? I think it is. Or whatever these, you know, the London School of Economics or whatever. For sure, man. I would do it too. Even if I didn't know what I would do, I would be like, this is like literally going to Harvard. So I may as well just get that Harvard degree in freaking philosophy or whatever. But if you're like kind of getting suckered into a tier 3 program, and I don't mean to like burn any bridges here or to insult anybody. I mean, I myself was enrolled in an okay MBA program for a bit. And I'm sure there's really smart people who've gone there, but you could probably use that one crore that you're going to spend, that 100,000 US dollars or 80 lakhs or in India, 20 lakhs, whatever it is, IIM, ISB, etc. You could probably use that money and time. Dude, you could probably start 6 different businesses with your MBA tuition. You know what I mean? And I'm sure one would probably crack. And you could probably devote that same time. And MBAs are cool, man. Like, you know, must be amazing. Married but available. Whatever. It looks good on paper, especially in Desi society. It's really something that is going to buy you time, like I said. But if you don't know why you're going to use it, you know, like for, you know, I think a better question for MBA graduates or MBA applications, you know, they always ask you, why do you want an MBA? And they always give, and then obviously what do people say? Oh, I want to learn about emerging markets or strategic markets or business strategy or the enterprise or entrepreneurship or whatever other program your school is really good at. But they should probably ask, you know, if you didn't have an MBA, you know, what would be stopping you from accomplishing your dreams? Because I think even schools now are kind of getting in on the whole mix that, look, whatever you're going to learn here, you could learn on Google anyways. You know what I mean? Like you could probably, I'm a big, huge fan of sites like Udemy and Coursera and whatever the Indian ones are, Unacademy or Byju's or whatever, because man, you can buy a college education for like $6 or $100 or whatever the courses are. I have learned audio editing and filmmaking and freaking Photoshop and like all sorts of stuff just by doing stuff online. And you know why that's so helpful? Because no one is stopping you. It used to be if I wanted to learn how to make this podcast, I had to go bug a video editor friend of mine who, and then I had to ask him or her, how do you frame the composition and should the background be blurred and how long should it be? And please give me all your, you know, I was watching the Kobe Memorial this weekend. Kobe, I'm in love with everything that, you know, as a man who was hungry for knowledge, his work ethic, you know, I've been watching and I've just been binging on it. And Alchemist, one of his favorite books. I have it right there. I read it earlier last year. And one thing that was like surprising to me, was he would constantly meet experts messaging Paul Coelho, the writer of The Alchemist, Michael Jordan, whoever, and just trying to soak up their knowledge. But guess what? You and me right now, we have Google that where we can soak up the best and the brightest. We can soak up their knowledge and their tricks. And it's all out there, dude. It's like anything you would want. So like if you don't know what you want to do, and if you have an MBA opportunity that's coming, if you have like, if you got into like a decent program, like an IIM or an ISB or a University of Texas or Florida, like UCLA, I would totally do that. You know, Berkeley for sure. But if it's like an MBA program at like a state school or like a school that's not even in like the top 25 or the top 50, and you're going to still hunker down like $100,000 to go there, like, are you sure? You know what I mean? I mean, you can always go there. You could defer your admission, but you know, the market is scary right now. Who knows what's going to happen in a year, you know, coronavirus and this, that, and that's $100,000, you know, and you could learn so much more if you had the discipline and the drive to do that yourself. And you could, I mean, $100,000 is what you're paying for a network. And if you have if you're fortunate enough to your rich parents just want to send you there and you just want to get the MBA, you're not really thinking for yourself anyways, you know what I mean? And you're probably not going to be a good entrepreneur if you're just doing what everybody else tells you to do. I myself do not have any big $1 billion, $1 million businesses under my belt. I am trying a bunch of different things. So I say that obviously with a grain of salt, but I personally feel as somebody who did get into an okay MBA program and as somebody who has lots of friends who have gone to top tier MBA programs, as well as mediocre, small, tiny, take your money MBA programs, most of them, I'm sure, will tell you they could have easily done whatever it is that they're doing. Now, if your dream is to jet set and spreadsheet PowerPoint set at Bain McKinsey and to, you know, Boston Consulting Group and do that sort of stuff, and that's all you care about and just have that life. And I work at Goldman. I mean, why do all Goldman Sachs people sound the same? You know what I mean? Or maybe they don't sound the same, but like they all kind of have the same demeanor, which is like, I just came from the White House and like I use the same toilet paper you do, but mine for some reason cost $8,000 more. I don't know why. They all have this like is like the lotion they wear or like the clothes they wear. Like I shop at Nordstrom's too, but they just have like a different air about them. And it's not a good or a bad thing. It's just weird. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like you could all be in business class, but you will kind of figure out the Goldman person, like within his soul or her soul. They're just like, yeah, we just help the market. Like what Illuminati meeting are you guys? Is Goldman like the biggest Illuminati members? Like everyone is a part of that Illuminati. So getting back to the MBA to wrap this up, because I know I've been rambling about a master's of business administration, you know, I urge all of you, whether, you know, you're 25, 35, or 45, and you're not sure what to do, please just remember, as I say on this podcast all the time, you can learn anything. There's nobody stopping you. You know how people say the universe will conspire to give you what you want. Google is the universe right now, and it'll conspire to give you anything. Just ask it, you know. But like Google and like me, when I'm telling you to message me, you got to know what you're asking for, and you got to know what you want to do. And only then will you think, is an MBA actually the right course of action? Because if I asked you, like, what do you want out of your life? And all you were saying was, I just want to make a lot of money. That's the answer I grew up with, you know, watching rap videos and Blockbusters and Tom Cruise and just wanting a big house and a fancy car and like a hot girl. And I got my wife. She's pretty cute. I'm very lucky, I feel. If that's all you're asking for, then life's going to get a lot trickier. You know what I mean? So, because one day you're going to wake up at 40, at 50 in the Ferrari or in the nice freaking McMansion in Texas or California, and you're just going to be bored, dude. Right now, my wife and I are so bored. Like, we're both working on our transition and we're both working on like what we want to do. But like, yeah, we have some money and yeah, you know, things are okay. Both of our families are great. We're blessed. We're fortunate. But we're like, I don't know, man, like on to the next challenge. You know what I mean? Because this doesn't feel like she obviously wants to get her doctor stuff going in America. And I obviously want to take my comedy to the next level. And I obviously want to see, should I act or should I open up a digital marketing company or should I just try to make this podcast a higher production or what should I do? But everything is moving and things are going. And thank you guys for listening. But, you know, I'm glad I have these questions because every time I'm kind of frustrated, it's like a new challenge and it keeps me motivated, as we got a little senti here on the podcast. But I look back to just thinking, man, if I just had so much money, if I was still working at a corporate right now, I'd be earning probably $250,000, $300,000 a year. I can say that pretty comfortably. And obviously being back in America, but you know, I walked away from that life. Do I regret it? Sometimes, like my camera's old and I would like a new one. But ask yourself those, people spend more time debating on like a freaking $7 product on Amazon or what movie to watch on Netflix or a $20,000 car or a $1,000 mobile phone, than a $100,000 MBA program and the time and the money. And yet most of them, and I would love to hear from some MBA graduates, most of them are neither here nor there after the program. They're probably going to do exactly what they were going to do beforehand. And, you know, in a place like India where you can hire a CA for like 20, 30,000 rupees a year or a lakh a year or whatever the rate is, where you can hire them to basically do half the stuff that you would have had to learn in the accounting class. Like, it just makes it so much easier, you know? So figure out what's in here. Take a foreign language course, practice, go to the gym like I'm going to go to right now because I don't know what to do for the rest of the day. But I think when you answer those questions and write, you know, keep a journal, freaking just write stuff down, dude. Once that stuff sort of happens to you, you will have the answers you're looking for. So, you know what I mean? So a little bit of a rambly end, but as somebody who, you know, asked this question myself, and I personally believe, for me personally, not pursuing an MBA was a much better decision for me. I think that'll probably help you guys out as well. So ask yourself the right questions. And again, if you got into like a top program, just do it. But if you're like kind of on the fence and debating, is it worth the money? And, you know, the school is going to be like, hurry up, 5 spots left, yada, yada, whatever. Fear of missing out, urgency, all marketing principles you'll learn outside of the MBA program. So if you understand that, things should come together. So I hope that was helpful. What is with my English? Again, I have taken 2 weeks off the podcast and now I'm just fumbling like an idiot, but I hope that was helpful, my dear Birdie Num Num podcast listeners. Let me know your thoughts as always. And again, if you do message me, please send me a detailed question so I can answer to the best of my abilities. So Sanjay Mangtala, I will see you guys next week.
Birdie Num Num. Birdie Num Num. A Birdie Num Num. That's right.